on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An alleged serial hijacker has been nabbed in Emangozi in northern KZN. Police say the suspect was previously arrested and convicted in five separate cases in Gauteng and Mpumalanga province. National SAPS spokesperson Amanda van Wyk says a truck and two trailers that were reported stolen were seized during the 41-year-old man's arrest on Monday. She says the Mozambican national was out on bail for two other cases in Alberton and Bedford View.
A preliminary report suggests the suspect was travelling along Tandizwe R22 Emangozi when the team stopped the driver to inspect the truck. Upon inspection, the team detected the truck had false number plates from a neighbouring country. Further investigation revealed the truck is positively linked to a truck hijacking case reported to SAPS Nigel in March 2025.
An environmental group says that while they welcome the Climate Change Act coming into effect, they are concerned that some sections have been deterred. President Cyril Ramaphosa proclaimed the piece of law on Monday. Environment Minister Dion George has explained that they are finalizing regulations for implementing the delayed sections. The Green Connections' Lisa Makaula says the parts of the law that have been deterred deal with climate adaptation planning, carbon budgets and phasing out of greenhouse gases.
So firstly, on those deferred sections, it would mean that the municipalities will need to have some climate mitigation measures in terms of how does the municipality respond when there happens to be an issue of climate change or a disaster in the communities, and the funding as well in terms of how their response mechanism will be from a financial perspective. But all of the other sections now that have been deferred, it means obviously that information is not currently available.
Justice Minister Mamalo Kokubayi has outlined urgent steps to address major disruptions in courts caused by electricity and water outages and infrastructure failures. Kokubayi confirmed in a parliamentary reply that 153 courts now have backup power with plans for more installations. She says the department is also working on providing water tanks and boreholes to courts facing shortages. Ministry spokesperson Terence Manase says Eskom has also been asked to exempt courts from load shedding.
Efforts to improve infrastructure include renovating and upgrading court facilities, with multiple courts already refurbished as part of planned maintenance programs. The department remains committed to ensuring the continued operation of courts and maintaining access to justice for all South Africans.
Thousands of people have joined an anti-government rally in Jerusalem. They've been chanting slogans against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The protesters are accusing him of undermining democracy and resuming Gaza strikes without regard of hostages. Israel launched a wave of strikes on Gaza this week, the deadliest since the start of a fragile ceasefire in January. Relatives of the Israeli hostages still held in Gaza joined the rally outside the parliament in Jerusalem. The health ministry in Gaza says nearly 1,000 people, including dozens of children, have been killed in the strikes on the territory in the past 48 hours. Durban and Pietermaritzburg are high of 28, tomorrow Richards Bay 13.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Lucanyo Am has been playing a big role in the growth and development of Jorenzo the Boogeyman Julius. Georgia once again have pushed for a promotion relegation match in the Six Nations, and the Hollywood Bets Dolphins are back in action in the four-day series against Northwest starting tomorrow.